This is GMJ audio from the Georgian Medical Journal News. Scientists disrupt cancer cell DNA repair to overcome drug resistance. Editorially reviewed by Proffer, Georgi Pihakadze, MD, MPH, PhD, GMJ News Desk. Cancer cells' ability to repair DNA damage has long been a major obstacle in oncology, allowing malignant cells to survive treatments designed to destroy them. New research demonstrates that a compound called UNI-418 can disrupt this cellular repair mechanism, potentially offering a pathway to overcome drug resistance that affects millions of cancer patients worldwide. Key takeaways: UNI-418 compound disrupts cancer cells' DNA repair mechanisms, making them more vulnerable to treatment. Combine the RAPI with PARP inhibitors, help previously resistant cancer cells respond to treatment. The approach targets a fundamental survival mechanism that cancer cells use to a therapy. Study at a glance, drug-resistant cancer cells became responsive to treatment when DNA repair was disrupted. Cancer treatment resistance mechanisms, how cancer cells evade therapy through DNA repair. First, DNA damage occurs. Second, repair mechanisms activate. Third, UNI-418 blocks. Repair, source, research findings, 2026, Georgian Medical Journal News. Breaking the repair cycle. Cancer cells possess sophisticated DNA repair machinery that allows them to survive chemotherapy and radiation treatments. According to the research findings published on Science Daily, scientists have identified UNI-418 as a compound capable of disrupting these repair processes. The mechanism works by preventing cancer cells from fixing the DNA damage that cancer treatments are specifically designed to cause. This represents a fundamental shift in therapeutic strategy, moving from simply damaging cancer DNA to actively preventing its repair. Research into new cancer treatment approaches has increasingly focused on combination therapies that target multiple cellular pathways. Combination therapy shows promise when UNI-418 was combined with PARP inhibitors, drugs that block another DNA repair pathway. The results were particularly encouraging for previously treatment-resistant cancer cells. PARP inhibitors have been approved by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration for certain breast and ovarian cancers, but their effectiveness is limited by resistance mechanisms. The dual approach appears to create a synthetic lethality effect, where blocking multiple repair pathways simultaneously overwhelms the cancer cell's ability to survive. This concept has gained significant attention in clinical oncology research as a way to improve treatment outcomes while potentially reducing the need for higher, more toxic drug doses. Implications for drug resistance. Drug resistance remains one of the most significant challenges in cancer treatment, affecting outcomes for patients across multiple cancer types. The National Cancer Institute recognizes resistance as a primary factor in treatment failure and cancer recurrence. This research suggests that targeting DNA repair mechanisms could provide a new avenue for treating cancers that have become resistant to standard therapies. The approach differs from traditional treatments that focus on killing cancer cells directly, instead aiming to make existing treatments more effective by preventing cellular recovery. Understanding these mechanisms is crucial for developing evidence-based treatment strategies. Future research directions. The findings with UNI-418 represent early-stage research that will require extensive clinical testing before potential patient applications. Cancer drug development typically involves years of preclinical studies followed by multiple phases of human trials overseen by regulatory agencies like the European Medicines Agency. Researchers will need to evaluate the safety profile of UNI-418, determine optimal dosing strategies, and identify which cancer types might be most responsive to this approach. The combination with PARP inhibitors also requires careful study to understand potential interactions and side effects. UNI-418 disrupts cancer cell DNA repair mechanisms, making previously resistant cells vulnerable to treatment when combined with PARP inhibitors. Research findings, Science Daily, 2026. What this means for patients. This research may eventually lead to new treatment options for drug-resistant cancers, though clinical trials are still needed. For clinicians, Understanding DNA repair mechanisms could inform treatment sequencing and combination therapy strategies. For policymakers, investment in combination therapy research and regulatory pathways for novel cancer treatments may need prioritization. Frequently asked questions: how does UNI-418 work differently from existing cancer drugs? Unlike traditional chemotherapy that directly damages cancer cells, UNI-418 works by preventing cancer cells from repairing DNA damage caused by other treatments. This makes existing therapies more effective rather than replacing them entirely. What are PARP inhibitors and why are they used in combination? PARP inhibitors are drugs that block a specific DNA repair pathway called poly-ADP ribose polymerase. When combined with UNI-418, they create multiple blocks in DNA repair, overwhelming the cancer cell's survival mechanisms. When might this treatment become available to patients? This research is in early experimental stages and would require extensive preclinical testing followed by multiple phases of clinical trials. Patient availability would likely be years away, pending safety and efficacy validation. The development of UNI-418 represents a promising direction in cancer research, focusing on combination strategies that could overcome one of oncology's most persistent challenges. While clinical translation will require extensive further research, the approach offers hope for patients facing drug-resistant cancers. Future studies will need to demonstrate both safety and efficacy in human trials before this strategy can move toward clinical application. Source: scientists shut down cancer DNA repair to overcome drug resistance.